I'm sorry.
Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Metro Research. And today we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. So are you currently registered to vote in Maitland, Florida?
Yes.
All right. Do you happen to be registered to vote as, like, a Republican or a Democrat or something else?
Republican.
Republican. All right, thank you. So as things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you usually vote, almost always vote, like very usually vote, always vote, or only vote for president?
I always vote.
Always vote. All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give you some categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
That's fine. I'm 86.
86. All right. Thank you. So in Florida, the media describes people that there's like a big, vast majority of like races and ethnics. So how would you describe yourself?
I'm white.
White. All right. Thank you. So generally speaking, do you feel that things in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Right direction.
All right. If the election for state senator were held today, would you be definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, probably voting for the Democratic candidate, definitely voting for the Republican candidate, or probably voting for the Republican candidate?
Yes, a Republican candidate.
Definitely?
Yes.
All right. So now I'd like to ask you about kind of like what impressions you have about some people and organizations that you may have heard of. So as I read each one, if you could please tell me if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Or if you can't rate them or don't recognize them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. What about Greg Pohl?
I don't know him.
All right. What about Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Florida Power and Light, or FPL?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Anna Scamani?
I don't know him.
All right. Rick Scott.
Very favorable.
Walt Disney World.
50-50.
All right. And the National Rifle Association.
50-50.
50-50. All right, thank you. So thinking about the job Anna Scamani is doing as state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't even know him.
All right, no worries. So if the election for state representative were held today, would you, like, definitely vote to reelect Anna Scamani, probably vote to reelect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
I don't know if she's Republican or Democrat.
She is Democrat.
I would vote against her.
All right. So would you say that you would, like, definitely vote for somebody new?
Yes.
All right. So if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
I would vote for Donald Trump.
All right. If the elections for United States Senate were held today, would you vote for Rick Scott, the Republican, or Demi Markusel-Powell, the Democrat?
Rick Scott.
And if the elections for state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Pohl, the Republican, and Anna Scamani, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
I would vote for Pohl.
All right. So as you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot, and one constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the amendment says, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability, or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. So would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Right now I would say yes.
All right. So with which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on as of right now? So the list goes, protecting our air and water, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, passing common sense gun safety legislation, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, fighting crime and protecting the public, making housing more affordable, improving our public schools, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, creating jobs and improving wages, lowering inflation, or reducing the cost of insurance.
Oh my God, that's like saving the world. I have no idea. I guess I would, let's just go with...
If it may feel a bit easier, you can choose two if you would like.
I would say clean water and air,
mm-hmm.
and common sense government.
Common sense gun law?
That would be fine. Common sense gun law.
All right, thank you. So with which of the following issues do you think is more important right now for the local government to focus their attention on right now? And the list goes, creating jobs and improving wages, lowering the burden of property taxes, expanding and modernizing public transportation, reducing traffic congestion, improving our public schools, making housing more affordable, reducing crime and protecting the public, or protecting the rights of renters. And for this one, you can choose two as well.
I would say improving schools.
All right.
Is that enough?
You can choose two. So the next one is, which one do you think is like the next most important issue?
I have no idea.
All right, no worries. So now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. And for each one, if you could please tell me which candidate you would be more likely to support if this was like all you knew about the candidates. So the first one is, who would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children. Or number two, a candidate who opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education.
I have no view on any of those.
All right, no worries. So who would you choose? A candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases, or a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out?
Yes, stabilizing the insurance agencies, yes.
All right. So who would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community. Or number two, a candidate who says that woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators.
Yes, I'm against woke, yes.
All right. So would you say that the second one then?
Yes.
All right. And last one is, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is a part of the socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country. Or number two, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such decisive rhetoric as a way to play with fear to win elections.
Yes, the Democratic Party is a woke organization.
All right. So would you say that they are part of the socialist movement?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read some reasons on why some people were like give for voting for state representative. So assuming each of these are accurate, could you please tell me in your opinion how convincing your reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate? So would this statement be very convincing? Would it be somewhat convincing or would it have no effect? So the first one is, Anna Scamani fought to support families by passing a permanent tax break for children's diapers and adult incontinence products.
I don't even care about that issue. No.
All right. So would you say it makes no effect then?
Makes no effect.
All right. Greg Pohl will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities.
Yes. Yes.
Very convincing?
Very convincing.
All right. Anna Scamani will fight to protect the safety of our drinking water by holding polluters accountable and opposing the loosening of environmental standards and enforcement.
Yes, I would say it's very, very convincing.
All right. Greg Pohl will work to protect parental rights by taking woke indoctrination out of our public schools and protect children
from
sexual...
That's very convincing, yes.
All right. While Tallahassee politicians are focused on stealing women's rights, silent teachers and punishing culture wars, Anna Scamani is fighting to help parents feed their families, senior affords medicine, small businesses create jobs, and everyone has an affordable place to live.
I think that's very convincing, yes.
All right. Anna Scamani lost her mother to cancer when she was 13 years old. She knows firsthand how hardworking families struggle to pay for health care and are fighting for affordable health coverage or those with pre-existing conditions.
I think that's convincing, yes.
All right. Well, that'd be like maybe very convincing or somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
All right. Anna Scamani has introduced legislation to create a renter's bill of rights to even the playing field in a state that favors landlords and out-of-state corporations who control more and more of the Florida rental market every year.
I think that's very convincing.
All right. Greg Pohl understands how important our police officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defunding the police are to our communities.
That's very convincing, yes.
All right. And now we're going to have to do, like, the same thing, but this time it's just the opposite. So this time it's just...
How much longer is this? Call me more. I'm about done. I'm 86 years old, so...
We're almost done. We're 95% done with the survey. So we are almost done. There's just a few more questions left.
Okay. All right. Now
for these kind of series, it's just the same thing, but now it's the opposite. So if these statements gives you some serious doubts about supporting them, some doubts, or does it make no effect? So the first one is, Greg Pohl, as an extremist, is focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, banning abortion, instead of finding real solutions for the cost of living issues every day. Families in Central
Florida
and
the West. Very convincing.
So since this is like the opposite, it's if this raises some serious doubts, some doubts, or does it have no effect?
Is this about Pohl?
Yes, Greg Pohl.
I think he's very convincing, yes.
So does this have no effect then? So this doesn't raise, like, any doubts, so no effect?
I think what he's saying is very effective.
All right, but since this one is kind of like the opposite, this basically just means if you would not vote for him. So if this makes, like, does it have some serious doubts, meaning you would not vote for them, you wouldn't support them? Does it have some doubts, meaning you would vote for them.
Yeah.
All right, so, and this would make no effect then, meaning you would support him?
Yes.
All right. Anna Scamani is a vulgar woman whose confrontational politics only hurt our district and state. Does this raise some serious doubts, some doubts, or would it make no effect, meaning you would support her?
I would not support her.
So serious doubts then?
Yes.
All right. Greg Pohl is the hand-picked candidate out of the same Tallahassee lobbyist who fought to give mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout, not rate relief for families.
I don't care.
All right. So no effect?
No effect.
All right. Greg Pohl is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida families struggle to make ends meet.
No effect.
Greg Pohl is an extremist who is more focused on crazy war culture, issues like banning books, than finding real solutions for affordability crisis, harming families in Central Florida every day.
No effect.
Anna Scamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material to elementary school students.
I think that's, I don't like that, no.
All right, so some serious doubts then?
Serious doubts.
All right. Anna Scamani wants to defund the police, decriminalize marijuana, and release dangerous felons from our jails, leaving residents at the mercy of violent criminals.
Yes. Yeah.
Serious doubts?
Serious doubts.
All right. Extremist Republicans like Greg Pohl will not stop at the 6-week ban on abortion. They will continue restricting a woman's ability to make her own health care decisions, even if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely.
Yeah. Don't care.
No effect?
No effect.
All right. Anna Skamani was one of the only two state legislators who voted in favor of the ceasefire agreement for Israel and Hamas war.
Yes, I think it's effective, yeah.
All right. So that'd be like serious doubts or some doubts or no effect?
Some doubts.
All right. Greg Poole stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights.
No effect.
Greg Poole and the Republican Party of Florida baited attacks on Anna Skamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism which believes non-Christians are not welcome in American societies.
No effect.
All right. So if the election for state representative were held today
and
the candidates were...
Is this about over?
It is. We're about 97% done now. So we advanced a lot, actually, in those few questions. But we are almost done. So if the state election representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, or Anna Skamani, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
I would vote for Poole.
What is your primary source of national and political news? Do you get it from, like, local newspapers or local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, or Fox, or social media, or cable news network, or talk radio, et cetera?
Yeah, I would say cable.
Cable, all right. So with which network would you say you get most of your news from? Would it be like maybe Fox News or?
No, mostly it's NPR and CNN.
All right. So what is the last grade of school or last degree you completed?
I've had 2 years of college.
All right. Do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your home?
No.
What is your religion?
I'm sorry, what is the question?
Oh, what is your religion?
Christian.
Christian, all right. So that'd be like maybe evangelical Christian or a Baptist?
Or would you say just Christian? Just Christian.
All right. So Christian. All right, thank you. So, well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time and patience and for staying here. I truly appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.